Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, October the 24th, 294th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Area Commander for the California Highway Patrol, Adam Yeager. Got it right, didn't I?
You did. Captain Yeager.
Oh, you're not Commander Yeager?
Well, I am a commander, but yeah.
Yo ho ho. You know, that explains the Captain Morgan, Captain, though, that I saw earlier, too. I suppose I could have said something about Dos Equis, but you're not that interesting,
right,
man.
Right, thank
just
you.
Not there. This afternoon, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on Highway 36, some of the challenges that are out there, and is it something that is a concern also for 299 and for 96 and some of the other more rural highways that we have in our area. Adam's got a couple of other things he's going to try to wiggle in, like child safety.
Yes, child safety seats.
Yes, I am. Okay, good deal. We'll have some fun when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager, but before we do, our quote this afternoon. You have plans on going to Egypt?
I do not.
Good, okay. Our quote this afternoon comes from Roz Lawrence. Quote, the best way to lose weight is to get the flu and to take a trip to Egypt.
Oh. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
I just got my flu shot.
So you did.
You're not supposed to get the flu, right?
I don't know. I don't. I've never had one. And I know some people that swear by them, and others that think that that's how they get it.
Right.
You know, I figure I just kind of let nature work her way, and you know, if I'm supposed to get sick, I'm supposed to get sick,
there
and if I'm
go.
Not. That's not going to stop me. Let's talk a little bit about some of the weirdness that's going on. You'd mentioned, Adam, before the show about Highway 36 and some of the goofy activities that are going on there. Are we just seeing impatience and that translating into so many different activities, whether it's speeding, it's crashing, it's not paying attention, it's all this, a lot of this weird stuff?
I think that we have a lot more traffic out there on Highway 36, and not sure why that is, but it just seems like traffic out there has picked up quite a bit.
Are you talking seasonally or all the time?
I would think seasonally. Yeah.
Gee, let's see now. Local kid in law enforcement, Southern Humboldt, has no idea why during the fall there's more activity. Yeah.
There's a lot of big trucks driving up and down 36. But again, a lot of our fatals have not been, you know, those vehicles. They've had collisions, but...
You're just not going to say it, are you?
Yeah, probably not. But no, we're very concerned about the amount of fatalities. We've had 6 this year, which is very sad. Fatalities on Highway 36, and it just we've been trying to put extra units out there, but when we do, usually there's an arrest made within about a half hour of working out there, and
for speeding.
No, you'll stop a vehicle for speeding, and then something will happen, or they'll be suspended, or they'll be under the influence.
Things or develop after that.
Things
point.
Develop. Yeah,
it would be interesting to compare 36 to other, I guess, secondary highways in the state of California. I look at it, and with a lot of the switchbacks and some of that used to be, logging trucks driving on it. Okay, fine. You're not going to get a lot of speeding going on with loaded logging trucks moving around. And it doesn't. You may have a quick period like what you've been experiencing, but then once the Darwinian theory plays out, everybody's kind of paying attention to what's going on. The two ways, or the two lanes, the switchbacks, things of that nature. How many other state highways are in the condition that 36 is in? How many of them have had things addressed so that they can handle a normal amount of traffic flow, normal size vehicles. If you're pulling a trailer, you don't have to back up to get around a corner and all those goofy things that have been acceptable on 36 for decades.
Well, 36 is in great shape. I mean, when I go to Reading, that's the way I go. And I like, there's a lot of construction on 299, and it's a great road to travel on. You just have to drive within your car's means and drive slow and allow extra time and not drive fast. I mean, a lot of our accidents out there are either DUI or they're driving too fast and they can't maintain the curves and
they cross the lane
and redwood trees don't move, so
yeah, and they don't seem to be susceptible to traffic activity either.
Yeah,
they win.
Yeah, they do win.
So if it's not the druggies that are involved with the fatals, is it the next tier out, the family, friends, workers, that crowd? Or are these people who are either unfamiliar with or who just are not paying attention that are involved in these fatals?
I think it's a little bit of both. We've had some issues with GPS now, because they'll GPS it and think that's the way to go. And we've had some big rigs that are on there that are too long and big and those sharp curves have gotten stuck and stuck in between the curves. And we've had a couple of instances of that. It's a little bit.
Now, those are the pros.
Those are the pros.
That's funny. I got to like that.
So, yeah.
But the other ones are just kind of catch as catch can?
Yeah.
Huh. It would be just as disturbing that there were no trends. Just random, but a lot more of them.
Right.
So you can't really try to pin it on one thing or do something proactively
It's a very hard road to enforce. I mean, like I said, we put officers out there and try to slow people down and get them working the radar, and we're using the airplane out there to keep an eye on people that are driving over the double yellow lines, and that's been helpful. But it's a hard road to patrol. You know, 299, it's a little bit easier to patrol. We got a lot of four lane in there now, and
And you got the station in Weaverville that helps out too.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive in slowing people down right through there.
Yeah, imagine that. KINS News and Information Times 319.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with 6 treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late Spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to talk shop this afternoon. Blah, blah, blah. Mr. Yeager. Captain
Yeager. Not Mayor Yeager. Captain Yeager.
No. Yeah. I would never confuse you with him.
Okay.
Yeah, I might for a couple of bucks, but not. So when you guys start to see a rash, Adam, of fatals or collisions, what happens? Do you shift patrol because of that? Do you post signs? Do you have cars with flat tires parked certain places to get people's attention? How does it change the day-to-day for the deployment to try to address some of these challenges?
Well, we try to look at them. If we're for 36, and this has gone over the past years, we've had problems on 96 and 299, but we're pretty short-staffed right now, so we're kind of robbing you know, we rob from one area, one of our areas, and put a unit out there and try to work. And we try to look and when the fatals are happening or when our accident picture's happening. And you know, right now we're band-aiding and doing the best we can. And we try to educate people to slow down. Really, if we just slowed down and we didn't drink and drive, you know, those are our two top reasons that people crash and don't come out very well.
You might as well tell them not to eat and breathe, huh?
Yeah.
So how can you, I mean, it's still a state highway, so you can't change the speed limits just because you want to, because no. it'd be safe. What are some of the measures you can take other than just having more of your guys driving out there and having somebody else more exposed?
Try to get the word out. You know, we try to educate. We try to take a look at engineering, and the roads are, you know, we find are in good shape. And again, it's because people are driving too fast and can't hold a lane. But yes, we, you know, enforcement is a big deal. So the three E's, right?
Yeah.
He wants me to come up with something better than that.
Well, but, I know. I remember Millsap talking about that in the '80s. I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would seem to me that if there was some kind of a rash of activities like that, there would be like a module that law enforcement, not just state, but anybody would have. And you plug that in when you have the equivalent of a hotspot. If it was going out to Shelter Cove, boom, you do this action. If it's 36, same thing. If it's in the safety quarter, same thing. You just, you know, this is how we react to it. Get people to pay attention to what's going on. The speed trailers, I guess, are one. I know you can't put in the speed tables, you know, just slow people down, that kind of thing. But
well, we have just applied for a grant, a speed and a DUI grant, and hopefully we get that grant, and that would help us with supplementing our patrol with overtime and getting officers out there on their days off and working it, and kind of help us out with our staffing, because with our normal staffing it's hard to do. But hopefully we have, you know, unfortunately, I mean, we have the numbers to show that we should be getting that grant to put extra attention out there on 36. So
what would it take for you to get one more bod and put them out there? State budget? Would that have to?
Right now, we're just having a hard time keeping up with the retirements and with the state fiscal crisis and everything. Our classes have gone down in the last few years. We weren't hiring, and we were only running one class at a time instead of two, and the classes were short. But we're getting there. We got a good class of 150 starting here pretty soon, and we're getting, hopefully within the next year or two, we'll be trying to get back where we were in 2009. So,
and that would give you one or two more.
It would give us more people, because right now we're working six officers down than where we should be.
Six
so,
down.
Yes, it's due to retirements and a promotion. So,
the promotion would be. Hal, not you.
No, not Hal. No, we had an officer leave and go to Garberville as a sergeant. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this so. Isn't the Jaeger effect.
No, it's not. No. No.
At least not that you're aware of.
I'm aware of. Okay. Yeah.
You mentioned the academy and how that gets structured. EPD and Arcata Police have got volunteer scope, things like that. The sheriff has got. Is there an equivalent with CHP for that?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. We do. We have seniors, a senior program like that, and I'm hoping to implement that. Matt Harvey's going to try to get that going, plus an Explorer post here in 2014. That's our goal. And that, you know, seniors can help out in the office. They can also help out with, you know, the parade, the homecoming parades, and kind of free up our officers and help us out with different things. And
you're not having to take guys off the beat, so to speak.
You're not taking guys off the beat. They can go out and look at abandoned vehicles and different things like that for us and help us out.
So it's okay to have some of the volunteers inside the office and help out?
Yes.
Doing whatever that happens inside the office behind the closed locked doors?
Yes.
Yeah, not being one who regularly hangs out in cop shops, right. I have this this vision in my head like Fort Knox.
No.
There's the front, and then there's the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not
with the CHP. It's not that way.
Well, that's right, because the back is the swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get too far. Yeah, the basement. Yeah. You can look down, but nothing's going on. Yeah, okay. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Adam Yeager.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
My lieutenant.
Good afternoon. KINS. News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager from the Highway Patrol. Adam, the safety corridor, last time we got together, was before a lot of the discussions occurred. From your sense, what is the biggest thing that safety corridors need, whether it's the one that's in front of us, well, across the slough from where we are, down southern Humboldt, or in any other area? What are the top two or three things that safety corridors need in order to be effective?
Well, you need the speed to be lower, and you need to be able to get people to obey by that lower speed limit, which is, again, just like 36 is a challenge to be out there. And we have a real hard time with this corridor with the speed creeping up and enforcing it, and the amount of traffic, and people need to realize that you don't save that much time if you're doing 50 or 60, and we have a hard time people understanding that.
But, is it ignorance to the limit? The desire to go faster, whatever it is? Or people out of area? Do you see? Is it locals? Versus?
I think it's locals that are just, they're late for work and they're wanting to get to where they need to get quickly.
It's amazing how much traffic there is anymore out there, isn't it?
That's a lot of traffic out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even 7 o'clock at night or 6 in the morning.
Yeah. I'm excited with the program or the Caltrans plan, and CHP is. Very much, and spoke that in behalf of that overcrossing in Eola is going to be a huge difference, and it's going to be a great addition to that corridor.
What about the stoplight at the airport? That one gets you as excited?
It's not the best situation, but I think it's going to work coming northbound with just on the northbound side, so we can get people in and out of Jacobs Avenue safely. And those businesses, so I think it's going to work fine coming over this new bridge and maintain the slower speed and have them stop there. I think we'll be fine, and then having that southbound traffic be able to make a left into Jacobs that's going to work good.
Have you seen any changes after the public meetings that were here and the agreement? I had, let's see, when was the meeting? Was it September?
Yes. Yeah.
Ken Woods was in. And he said that he had not even been asked. His concern was, here comes a loaded fire truck coming over the hill, responding, and then now there's a red light. And you got cars backed up in the two lanes. Were there any allowances, do you know, of a safety lane or something so your guys could blow through if they needed to?
Well, have the center divider okay, is let big me, enough for a car.
Let me suggest it paved instead of
the
grass.
I'd have to look at that. I think that's big enough for if traffic stopped, and I've driven that, there's enough room for you to go to the left, emergency cars, because I've driven to accidents where it's completely stopped, where we've had collisions at Indianola, and you either travel in the right on the right shoulder, or you can travel on the left of the lane with your lights on, and people kind of scoot over, and I think we'll be fine there.
So you think it's more of an engineering issue?
I'm not driving a fire truck, but I think...
I've noticed they don't let you play with the really big toys.
I'm sure if the chief wants to put some input on that with Caltrans, but I think that could be accommodated.
So this safety corridor is what it is, and you've got southern what, Fortuna?
South Fortuna?
Yeah. What it is. Are there comparisons between the two, or is each safety quarter more unique to itself?
Well, they're all, yeah, that's unique, but I tell you, the one down in Fortuna before the overcrossing at 36, we had horrific accidents at 36 and 101 and at Drake Hill. And with Drake Hill being shut down now, we've eliminated the accidents there. And with that overcrossing on 36, I mean, it's made a tremendous difference down there.
Rogers Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a you know, awesome overcrossing, and it's worked well there.
Do you need to answer your phone?
I do not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
I still need to take a break either way.
Okay.
KINS News and Information. I thought it would be nice. No brownie points
Thank
this
you.
Time.
Thank you.
It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Adam Yeager.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager. So you've been accused of having too much fun on the show already, huh, by one of the guys on the staff?
Yeah, I've got a text there from one of my favorite fans, yeah.
Yeah, the president of the club. Now, being a local guy, then kind of coming home, so to speak, and with law enforcement, is it what you thought it would be? Is it what you were hoping it would be? Because you've been now, what, 6 months-ish?
6 months-ish, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, has it turned out to be everything that you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's still a work in progress, but no, it's great. I mean, I'm living a dream as far as I'm concerned, to be able to come back here and serve here in Humboldt County and trying to incorporate some things, and officers are buying in, which is awesome. We got a great group of officers, and we were talking about that on a break, about working in school zones and being in school zones and being visible and being out there on the commute, try to keep people slowed down, and they're doing a tremendous job on that. Rex Bones always saying he's getting lots of compliments that he sees the CHP out there doing their thing, and we try to do it with smoke and mirrors because we don't have as many officers, it appears, but we're all over the place. And
oh, is it perception is reality?
Yeah.
So you. If you can figure out how to have that perception that you're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you're looking at, let's say, the next 5 years. And I'm sure you've got your checklist like everybody has, and here's what we want to accomplish. How do you develop one that is realistic, considering that you're still subject to the slings and arrows of state government and other entities, and you still want to have that impact? They say, yeah, when I was here, we did some good stuff. How do you work that? How do you balance that?
You set some goals. You have very good relationships with your bosses, and my bosses are in Reading, and they advocate, you know, for me through to Sacramento, and I did. I felt like I'd made a lot of progress down in Garverville, and was able to increase the staffing down there, and increase the staffing in Willits, Laytonville, where we had, and that's kind of a goal I've set here. Is, we're busy, and I compare ourselves to Reading. The Reading area, and Reading has 10 more officers than we do, and we're not that far behind them, and we're a busy area. So
why do they have so many more? Because of the interstate?
Yeah, I-5 they have a lot more traffic, a lot of bigger volume of traffic, but we have a huge amount of unincorporated area here that's our responsibility, and that's my goal, is to increase the staffing so we can be out there and be visible, be in the community, and be at schools and be part of the community and take care of Humboldt County.
How do you measure it? How do you know if it's happening? I mean, you know how many guys you got on staff. I mean, that's a piece of cake. But how do you know if you're having that impact?
Well, I think you look at it, and when you see your fatal picture go down and you see your accident picture go down, then you know that I feel that's how I kind of measure that we're doing a good job. DOI arrests are up and DOI crashes are down, you know, and seatbelt usage. We'll go out there and look and do counts in different areas and see if people are wearing their seatbelts and whether they're using their phones or not. And so we'll have officers sitting out there making counts. So you're being watched, whether you're in a patrol car or seeing a patrol car or not, you know, and we kind of measure that.
So when we see Matt and a couple of the other guys sitting around in plain clothes on the park bench,
yeah,
staring at all the pretty girls driving
with
by.
With a clipboard.
They're working.
With a clipboard. They're working.
Oh, yes, the clipboard is the key. Okay.
The clipboard.
You mentioned Willits. How is that bypass construction going? What do you hear from your buddies down there? Are they having any problems with any of the protesters?
No. I think it seems to calm down a little bit. And I know the construction's coming to slow here with the winter coming. And it seems that it's slowing down and it's starting to be accepted in the cities. Things are working out well with the city and the state. And I think it's progressing well. If you haven't seen it, it looks great. And it's
yeah, you
be,
actually see dirt.
Yeah.
Things, and you're gonna, things are happening.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty nice driving to the Bay Area and not having to sit and at every stoplight for, you know, it takes a long time to get through Willits in the summertime.
Well, as long as there's not a BART strike.
Right.
Holy Toledo. I just felt so bad for those guys. I was down there the first Friday when they were threatening. And everybody made allowances or they took the day off or something. We drove into the city, piece of cake, no big deal. Didn't realize that there was payback and it was going to be that afternoon.
Oh.
It was 3 hours to get from the Golden Gate to... Oh, pardon me. Not the Golden Gate, from San Rafael through Santa Rosa.
Wow. 3 hours. Just,
oh, yeah. Gosh. We were checking out license plates like nobody's business because they were just sitting there in front of us.
Oh, wow. That's painful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I actually realize how lucky we are that we don't have
What is the law, Adam, with the motorcycles driving between vehicles? Is that along the lane? Not the other direction, but along the lanes. Is that legal? Is that accepted? Is that something that is okay?
It is legal, and they need to do it safely, and they have to do it at a speed that's deemed safe. And, I mean, if you're going through there at 50 miles an hour splitting cars, that's not safe. If you're buzzing through at 10 miles an hour and stop traffic, then that's a safe speed. So
that is something that's okay.
I wouldn't recommend it, but it's legal.
Not with my body. No. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.